This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we head back to Rhode Island now to catch up with Lisbeth Kenyon. Lisbeth, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Lisbeth, you are self-confessed a bike junkie. Out of the three disciplines, it's probably your strongest, which helps. It's the discipline out of the three that you spend the most time on, unless the wheels come off on the run. But generally, people spend more time on the bike, and it helps if it is your strength.
Yeah, it is my strength, and I don't know why it is, because I was never a competitive biker. I just biked a whole lot growing up.
That's the secret, though, isn't it? Is time in the saddle.
I think so, yes. I used to race the bus. I used to not take the bus to school. I used to take my bike and race the school bus. So that came in handy, I guess.
How little did you know that would be playing a part in your sporting prowess now? But let's talk about the bike. What's over the years, I mean, you mentioned obviously riding it a lot, but is there a couple of things that you feel have really improved your bike over time?
I think you need to do a lot of variable speed. So it's easy to get into this. You just speed, you know, you bike one speed. I think that's important. Go in and do the very, very uncomfortable intervals. For me, I think the best thing I've done for myself is to actually ride with bikers, pure bikers. Mm. It's something I like to do because it maintains, it gives you good bike handling skills. So if you have a very hilly bike course, which I like to do, you won't be so afraid of descending and so on, and cornering. And you can save a lot of depending on the course. It's just being comfortable on your bike and knowing that you have the skills.
You also mentioned that you're pressed for time, and you have been over your triathlon career, and it's easy to get lulled into we're going to go out on a 6-hour ride and just ride for the sake of riding. But when you press for time, you can't really do that often, and you've got to make those sessions count. You talk about the variable speed stuff. It's something that you do a lot of. Is no junk miles on the bike, I'm sure. Is you make every session count?
Yes, absolutely. So I don't ever really sit on my bike for 6 hours. I rather do 4 hours, and I incorporate a lot of, you know, maybe 20-minute interval, you know, sections and different things. So the 4 hours really go away when you have a plan. I mean, go away fast when you have a plan. So, yeah, so none of that variable speed, not until really very closer to my race do I ever really even go race pace. Everything is either slower or faster. And, you know, when you have a plan, it's more fun.
Lisbeth, you also spoke in our first chat about your coach, and when you first joined with a coach, that you were like, you take care of my swim and my run, I'll take care of the bike. How difficult was it surrendering your strength essentially to someone else, giving them, I don't want to say giving them the power, but taking a step back and almost saying, you know what, even though this is my strength and I feel like I'm in control, it's up to you. Was that difficult for the ego to let that go?
Oh, absolutely. It was difficult, but you know, you decide to, you know, give it a try, see what it does. And it did tremendous for my run, actually. And so when you start seeing the results, then it gets easier and easier. But in the beginning, it was terrible.
Gadgets-wise, are you big into your gadgets?
I'm not. But I do have a power meter now. And that's just really good for the coach to, and of course we run this indoor thing, so power is everything at this point. But I've always sort of been more of like, I don't look at my power. I train with it, but I don't look at it during races much, because it's sort of, I trained by feel for a long time. I just think that learning what it feels like is very important. Because there's so much going on in an Ironman, there's so much you have to think about, and all of these numbers, it's just so much to think about. And if you can feel it, and if you can learn to feel it, then that's better for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's such an important point, because especially a lot of the guys and girls coming into the sport now, they're spending money, and I'm not knocking power, don't get me wrong. I think there is great value in power, but I think there's probably more value in learning your body and knowing what 200 watts or 300 watts feels like. And
even the heart rate, learning what this heart rate feels like. And so, yeah, if you train with it a lot, you learn that so that in a race, you can actually be in control rather than looking. And so you can focus on, well, nutrition is very important. And so you can sort of focus more on other things and focus on concentrating at how you feel.
Your favorite bike workouts, what do you love doing?
I love interval sessions, not because I love doing them. I actually hate doing them, but I love how I know it's going to make me feel afterwards. So sort of a love hate. But so, for example, and I do intervals indoor because you're trying to go so fast and it's just unsafe. Outdoors, not worth it. So I do it on the indoor trainer. So one favorite of mine is actually a Hunter Allen session. I do five sets, and I do five sets of this 6 times 40 second at 130% of your FTP. So you're going all out for 40 seconds, pretty much. And then you only get 20 second rest between the intervals. So you do 6 of those 40 20s, and then you get a rest and you do 5 sets of them. Then when you're done with that, you do 10 minutes of 90%. And all of a sudden this 90% kind of feels nice. And so I just love this particular workout. It only takes an hour. It's beautiful.
I'm starting to think you need to be a bit of a masochist in order to get to this big island. The more I chat to athletes who have been there a few times, the more I'm starting to believe that with my soul, if I have to be honest.
Yeah, you have to I suppose that's true.
You have to be comfortable with getting uncomfortable, I think. Elizabeth Kenyon, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting about your run next time out.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKoneEdge.com/bikeseminar now.